You ever see a coon at work in a kitchen? Very impressive. The little guy could do things with his hands that no dog could do or even dream of doing. He monkey walked into the kitchen and I followed. He went straight to the very drawer where Slim had left the... That is, where the cookies had been imprisoned and locked up and deprived of their rights of cookiness. He climbed that cabinet with no trouble at all. He had these really unusual back feet, don't you see, which were hinged sideways so that he could climb a flat surface. Pretty slick equipment, seemed to me, and he shinnied right up the cabinet, sat down on the countertop, and opened up the drawer. He reached in and pulled out the cookies. What a proud moment for our ranch! My whole body tingled with, well, the joy of striking a blow for freedom and the expectation of sinking my teeth into a newly freed cookie or two, or three. Eddie tore open the package and stuffed a cookie, a proud, liberated cookie, into his mouth. I watched and tingled and moved my paws up and down and swept my tail across the floor until at last he pitched me one. And another. This was going very well. Eddie and I made a great team. And, of course, the cookies were very happy to be freed of the bondage of their paper chains. Happy cookies make a happy ranch. And I was very happy for them and happy for Eddie and me for being so brave and selfless in our devotion to duty. Boy, I love cookies. One left? I was pretty sure that Eddie would let me have it. I mean, the head of ranch security ought to... He ate it. He ate my cookie! Hey, what's the deal? That was the last cookie. And last cookies always go to the head of ranch security. He held up one hand while he chewed and smacked and swallowed a cookie.
No problem. Another package for you, the whole thing.
Well, that sounds more like it. He climbed down the cabinets, and I don't know what his claws were finding to hang on to, but they found something. He climbed down the cabinet, opened up one of the doors, and pointed inside. I peered inside. It was very dark, don't you know, and all I could see was a bunch of pots and pans. In there?
Quick, hurry, not much time.
Okay, I guessed I could. I squeezed myself into the narrow space amongst the pots and pans, and the door slammed shut. Suddenly, it was even darker than before, and I was seized by a strange feeling of déjà vu, an Ethiopian term, by the way, which means I've been here before. Eddie, did you say there were some cookies in here? I'm looking for cookies, Eddie, but it's very dark, and I'm not finding... Eddie? Eddie! I heard his feet on the cabinet above me. I heard the sound of things being opened and tossed about, almost as though... The little sneak, the little wretch, the backstabbing, two-timing, counterfeit little... Actually, I'd never believed the business about the singing cookies. Not 100%. A little glimmer of doubt had remained. I mean, cookies don't sing, right? That's ridiculous. But... I'd played along with his little game just to see. Undercover work is what we call it in the security business. A guy plays along with a certain scam or plot just to see where it will lead. So you might say that I had fulfilled that part of the mission. Boy, what a long night. You can't imagine how uncomfortable I was, squeezed in there with all the pots and pans. But the important thing is that I was still in control of things and had gained some valuable information on... Slim would never understand. I mean, about undercover work and so forth. He would probably... Oh, boy. I sure didn't look forward to seeing him in the morning. Nevertheless, morning came. Not that I could see the sunrise or anything, but I did hear his bare feet coming down the hall. They stopped. A long, throbbing silence followed. Then I heard him say, and these are his exact words, he said, "I know a dog and a coon who need killing." Go. It appeared that my best course of action would be to, as they say, lay low and keep mum. The footsteps moved into the kitchen. "Hank, I know you're in here somewhere. Hank, nice doggy." Huh, did he think I would go for that nice doggy business? No way, Charlie. I had no intention of revealing my location to, but drat the luck. I must have had my tail waggeration switched over on automatic. And on the sound of my name, the old tail just, well, started wagging, you might say. Thumping, actually. And he must have heard it, because the next thing I knew, the cabinet door opened and, yikes, what a terrible face. Red eyes, hair down in his face, pillow wrinkles on his left cheek. "Hank, you dingbat, what are you doing in there?" Well, there were these singing cookies, see, and they sang their touching little song about, well, freedom and the true meaning of being a cookie, so to speak, and get out of there. "Hi, yeah!" "Aye, aye, sir." I scrambled out. You won't believe this, but he aimed a kick at my bohunkus. And what was I supposed to do? Just stand there so he could boot me into the next room? Forget that. I moved. Any intelligent dog would have moved. And this was a very serious kick he aimed at me, and when it missed my tail section... Well, you might say that his foot went so high in the air that it sort of made him fall over backwards, and we're talking about a big crash to the floor. It also pulled the large muscle in the back of his leg, but I sure couldn't be held responsible for that. All I'd done was... It pulled his muscle, and he howled in pain, got up, and began limping around in the, well, in the flour and sugar that Eddie the homewrecker had dumped out on the floor. Was that my fault? Had I ordered a pet coon for the ranch? Heck no, but guess who got blamed? Me. "Hank, you clam brain. I left you in charge of the coon." Boy, was he hot. I tucked my tail and dropped my head and gave him mournful eyes. That seemed to help. He appeared to be settling down. "Coffee. I've got to have coffee." Without looking, he turned the stove burner to on. The pilot lit the burner. I saw another disaster about to happen, and I barked. "Hush. You should have done your barking last." Remember the note? He left it there on the stove burner where he couldn't miss it. Well, he'd missed it, and it went up in flames before our very eyes. He slapped his forehead with the palm of his hand. "Holy smokes, can we go back to bed and start this day all over again? That was my note." I could have told him that. "And I don't remember what it said." Well, it said something about 13 head of ladies from the church and a picnic, and it was too complicated a message for me to pass along through barks and wags, although I tried. He swept the burned paper off the stove and put his coffee water on to boil. Then he turned to me. "Where's the coon?" Hey, I'd just arrived on the scene myself, and I had no idea where the thieving little scamp had parked himself for the night. "Well, we'd better find him before he tears down the rest of the house." Fine with me. I had a few matters to discuss with Eddie myself. We searched the house from one end to the other, from top to bottom, and found no sign of the little sneak. Oh, we found plenty of sign, all right. Flower tracks and handprints and wreckage, but no coon. We must have looked for an hour or more. I sure felt sorry for Slim. Gee whiz, there was this poor skinny cowboy limping around in his underpants. He looked pretty pathetic, but he also needed to get some clothes on. I mean, the church ladies were due to arrive at any time, right? Let the record show that I tried to warn him. I barked, and we're talking about barks of great urgency. I might as well have saved my breath. He missed the whole point. He thought I needed to go outside to answer the call of the wild, as he put it. No, that was totally wrong. Well, not totally, but mostly wrong. I could have waited. But he went to the door and let me out. As I rushed past him, I heard him say, I could use a little fresh air myself. He stepped out on the porch, leaned his arm against the pillar post, and yawned.
I wish I could remember what that note said. I know it was something.
Who or whom do you suppose came tootling out of the house at that very moment? Hint, he wore a mask. Hint, he walked like a monkey. Hint, he was no friend of mine or Slim's.